This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
John Hines back with you here. It is coming up 8 minutes after 5 o'clock on your Friday afternoon. You're making your Friday commute, making that whole string of taillights, brake lights, headed wherever it is you may be headed. And, of course, that boat's always got, seems like it's got one light out on that. But that's another issue. Hey, I want to ask about this because, DJ, you're a camper, right? You've been a couple of times already this season, I understand.
Yeah, sure. My family and I get out camping, quite a bit, several times every summer at least. Yeah.
And you visit the state parks. I heard, you know, Laura Oak's news story about sort of a preview weekend for the state parks.
That's right.
Where you can go. A pass for the season is what, $35?
Yes.
But now how, okay, so what parks have you been to already this year?
This year, yeah, we were camping at Frontenac State Park, which is just south of Red Wing down on the Mississippi River. That was maybe 3 or 4 weekends ago. And then earlier in the season, I think in March, actually, we rented a camper cabin at Mille Lacs Cathio State Park, just on the south shore of Lake Mille Lacs. And that's kind of our way of, like, I like camping, and, you know, I'm up for some fall camping when it gets a little chilly, but we're not doing anything in the winter. But lots of state parks offer camper cabins. So there's heat and electricity, but you still bring a sleeping bag, and you eat and cook outside and do hiking and things like that. So it's kind of a halfway to camping thing that they offer. So we rented one of those in March and had a really nice time as well.
Do you have a favorite campground to which you go?
Boy, I do. And my favorite campground is, I almost hesitate to share, right? Because everyone's going to book it, but I don't know. Everyone should find their own favorite. But mine is at Split Rock Lighthouse State Park. So if you go up the North Shore and another maybe 90 minutes north on Highway 61 up towards Canada, you'll get to Split Rock Lighthouse, and there's the lighthouse, and you can get a tour there and such. But then there's a state park just adjacent to it that has great views of the lighthouse, and they have a cart-in campsite there where, so you park, and then they've got these carts available that's assigned one to each site, and you put all your stuff in the cart, and it's got big bike tires on it, and you push that thing, you know, 100 yards or 50 yards or, you know, depending on which site you have. So it ends up that you're at a secluded site that you can still bring your big tent and the cooler and everything to. And then once everything calms down in the evening, it's close enough to that beach that you can hear the waves on Superior crashing and the rocks tumbling back with every wave. And it's really extraordinary.
Yeah, it's like being at the ocean shore.
Yes,
you know, just
indeed.
Hearing those waves.
Yeah.
You know, my son, who camps, he and his family, you know, avid campers, my older son, Teteguchi. Teteguch? Am I saying that right?
I believe it's Teteguch, yes.
Teneguch, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. He's got a favorite campsite, favorite campsite at the campground.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It all comes together. So here's a text that says a Split Rock Lighthouse State Park has a brand new campground opening this summer.
Yes, I believe that's true. And I believe that's more of a traditional campground, where before I think all they had was the cart-in or the hike-in sites, but now I believe that's right. They have a more traditional
drive-in. To your campsite.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to schlep everything in there, especially when you're, come on, kid, you can carry this tent.
You're
2 years old.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that have their favorites. Like, we have some friends that always go Memorial Weekend to Lake Bemidji State Park, and they're the people that go 6 months or 8 months in advance and go and make sure they get the exact site they want on the exact days they want at the right park, and make sure to get that as a kind of a tradition.
Well, man, I suppose you have to kind of make those plans.
Yep, yep.
I think when we were growing up, and I've got seven brothers and sisters, and there were the three of us boys that were the closest, my older brother and the one just younger than me, the three of us, before the others came along and wrecked the family. But no, the three of us went camping with my dad once.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was, and I didn't go camping, but I had a lake home, so I couldn't see, going camping. It's like, well, let's just camp right here. How much do you think, you mentioned going up the North Shore a bit there, up to Split Rock. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the current gas prices will have an effect on people's ability to go? Because, I know about the trip on a tankful.
Yeah.
Susie Jones was talking about Stillwater. That would be probably two tankfuls to get you safely up and back.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think that will have an effect on where people are going, where people are headed for camping?
I think that's a great question, because there's two things going on. There's, like you mentioned, okay, I want to gas up the minivan and drive up to a state park that's maybe 3-4 hours away. And look, I've done that in a day trip before. We've gone out to Split Rock, leave early in the morning, stop at Duluth on the way. And I don't think I would do that right now, because that day trip, you're going to spend, $150 on gas in one day. And I just don't think I would do that. However, on the other side, I think people are looking at, well, we were going to do a week out in Seattle or somewhere this summer, but the airfare is $600 and everything's higher, and we're not going to do that. So instead, let's stay local and head up to a state park in Minnesota or something closer. So I think those two things are competing against each other, and I don't know if the end result is higher attendance or lower attendance at some of these parks.
Have you camped across the country before?
Oh, yes.
Beyond Minnesota?
Yes, absolutely. We did a trip just a couple of years ago to Utah, which was fantastic. We were in Capitol Reef National Park in central Utah, which is a little lesser known, but some of the same scenery, and Colorado, and a few other places as well.
Yeah, some of the national parks are just being choked with and to the point where they're, like counting cars going in and counting cars coming out.
Here's the thing, though, is the difference between like a national park and like just some nature reserved or Bureau of Land Management area. Like, the scenery is not necessarily better. A national park just has a visitor center and a ranger station and full service restrooms, all those things, right? So, like, if you want to go to Utah and see some of the amazing scenery they have, well, you can go to the Escalante National Monument. Well, no one's ever heard of that, because it's just, a bunch of dirt roads that lead to some of the most amazing scenery in the world. But, there's no ranger station there. So if you just want to see the scenery, you don't even have to necessarily go to a national park. There's beautiful places if you look just a little past.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, it's something to think about, something to talk about going forward. So, yeah, speaking of the gas prices, mm-hmm. and by the way, that's this weekend. You can find that story, too, if you go to WCCO Radio. I'm sure you can get the story from Laura Oakes on the Odyssey app about the camping opportunities, or the state park opportunities, I should say, the preview opportunities. What'd you say, three of them during the course of the summer?
Throughout the year. They have
four throughout the year.
Days where it's free at state parks,
Yeah, get it right, Hines. Come on, pay attention. You were sitting right there. Hey, here's the deal. It's 5:15. Inflation news today, Well, no improvement whatsoever. 8.6% nationally. However, good news in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, 8.7%. We're number one. So higher than expected. And it's going to be a while before it goes back. And there's some concern that, you know, the Fed needs to do something after raising rates for a while. We'll talk about all of this when we continue. Ted Rossman's going to join us from Bankrate.com. He's a senior industry analyst. We'll talk about what the shape is of inflation, what it means. The president was on earlier today from the Port of Los Angeles talking about a number of different things that should be of importance to all of us, including inflation. He knows the numbers. He knows where it's hitting. No more than the president, you know, managed to tick it up. Can he bring it back down on his own? And we'll talk about all of these issues when we continue here at News Talk 830 WCCO. John Hines back with you. News this morning across the nation and more important even here in the Twin Cities area regarding the latest inflation information, 8.6 nationwide. So ticking up even higher in the past month, 40-year high overall. The Twin Cities area, the regional area around the Twin Cities, 8.7%. Joined by Ted Rossman this afternoon. Senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Bankrate.com, a great clearinghouse for all kinds of things financial, whether you're looking at credit cards, mortgage, whatever it is you're looking for. Bankrate.com is a great relationship. So Ted Rossman joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline right now. Ted, thanks for your time here this afternoon on WCCO. Any surprises in these numbers at all when they come out at 8.6%?
We were disappointed that these numbers went up. We were hoping that inflation may have peaked back in March because we did see slight declines in April. But now, especially that headline number in May, the number that you mentioned, 8.6%, that has now surpassed March and has set a fresh peak dating back to 1981. Core inflation, which disregards those volatile food and energy prices, that's still down a little bit from March, but it's still high. I mean, it's still at 6%. It had been 6.5. So I think on balance, this is discouraging news. The stock markets reacted negatively today. I think it shows that we as consumers still have a lot of inflation to sift through, and the Federal Reserve still has a big job to do fighting this.
You know, and how long will it take them to fight this back? I mean, I remember when they first started to raise rates and we saw some of this happening, Ted, and people were saying, well, what are they doing that for? Well, the thing about it is if you don't have rates up a bit, you have nowhere from nowhere where you can retreat to go back the other way. So if you're down at zero or zero and a fraction, there's nowhere to go backwards to try to get things back in check. But what do they expect in terms of an impact that increased interest rates would have on this inflation rate?
It's a good point because there's going to be a lag for sure, and it's going to be a gradual come down. Some of it because of what the Fed's doing, some of it kind of naturally, especially as we lap these price increases. You know, these year-over-year increases are building off a higher base. So that sort of plays some tricks on the numbers. Consumer behavior may change. People may start to pull back on some of these things. The Fed's project.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Inflation is probably something like 4% inflation by the end of the year, which still would not be great. The long-term target is more like 2%. But like I said, it's going to be gradual. But I think there's another important point built in here, which is that the near term is a certainty to see higher interest rates. I mean, we should see a half point increase at the meeting next week, probably another half point, maybe even 75 basis points at the July meeting, and then good chance of another half point at least in September. But what's interesting is that just very recently, markets have started to price in maybe a pause after that, or maybe even the beginning of interest rate cuts, which would be a dramatic departure. But what I think that speculation is feeding into is this thought that a recession may be near. And, you know, some people think it could happen this year, maybe more likely it's early next year. But that's what you were talking about with these tools in the Fed's toolbox. It's a tricky way to thread the needle because they're trying to raise rates to slow inflation, but not so much that it tips us into recession, and then they need to start cutting again. So it's a tough job.
Yeah, it seems like out of balance all the way around. The president was in the port of Los Angeles today and delivered a speech and talking about, you know, he realizes just how much this is hitting the middle class and probably hitting the middle class harder than anybody else, Ted. Would that be a safe assessment?
Definitely the middle class. I would argue that lower income households are even more affected because, you know, obviously they have less money, but also their budgets are mostly necessities to begin with. So that's this sort of interesting conundrum where I am really surprised that travel spending has been so robust and restaurant spending has been so robust. Of course, there's a pent-up demand COVID angle in there as well. But I think it's those lower income households that are less likely to be able to do things like travel and dining out. I know I've heard some sad stories about people that are really just trying to calculate how much gas they need until next payday. Maybe they don't have enough money to fill the whole tank, but they're just trying to think, okay, if I get it to a quarter or I get it to a half a tank, you know, that's going to tide me over. So I think that's where it's most pronounced, the high gas prices, rent increases, grocery increases, all these things.
You know, it was said at one point, I think as the president was wrapping up his speech, he said, you know, he was talking about fuel prices and the like, and he said, you know, that there are 9,000 permits for oil drilling that are just sitting there that nobody is drilling on. He said put it in the category where these energy companies are content just to continue to buy back their stock rather than do more oil exploration and actually, you know, utilize these drilling opportunities. I know this is out of your area a bit here, Ted, but I mean, how much of that is the reality? Because I mean, part of it I'm sure can go to the fact that there is a major war raging, whether you think so or not. This whole Eastern European, Russia, Ukraine is having an effect on so many things. But how many of these factors come into play to put the whole picture of inflation in one area like this?
It's very complicated because you have the geopolitical stuff, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We also have the COVID recovery, which is still kind of bumpy. I mean, China is only now emerging from a new series of lockdowns, and there's certainly a lag when it comes to factories and international shipping and all these things. So there's a lot of factors. There's the pent-up demand. There's the stimulus. With respect to oil and gas, I've heard that it can take a year or so for these companies to get a new drilling site up and running. Definitely a big expense, both in terms of operational capital, but also people. There's all the regulations too, and worries about climate change, and it is all very complicated.
Indeed. It just it is a lot to try to organize and to put into one bunch here. Ted, I appreciate just looking at these numbers that came out today and making some time for us here at WCCO. We'll continue to keep in touch. Again, Ted Rossman joining me from Bankrate.com. You have a great weekend, and we will connect again in the near future.
Sounds good. Thanks. You too.
Take care. It is 28, almost 29 minutes after 5 o'clock on your Friday afternoon. You're hitting the road. You're getting ready to do whatever it is you've got going on. So I'm so glad reading some of the texts that we've got so many financial experts who are tuned into the show this afternoon. So next time we need somebody to comment on the financial situation in this country, I'm calling you now that I've got your whole phone number. So thank you very much. We'll do this time out. Be right back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Here's something I like to do. We're closing out. We're headed towards the weekend here anyway. So just a couple of interesting things. Oh, here's one that I found that was interesting. On this date in 1935, June 10th, 1935, Bill W. met up with his good friend Dr. Bob, and I believe handed him a bottle of beer. And I don't recall if Dr. Bob ever drank it or not from the stories that I've read, but Bill W. became AA number one, and Dr. Bob was AA member number two. They were the ones who, at that time, on this date, so tomorrow, or maybe even today, all across the country, around the world, from Akron, Ohio, they have expanded Alcoholics Anonymous, and they will be celebrating in their own way Founders Day, which is kind of cool to stop and think about. Just starting with these people, and the whole idea of is that you just help one other person. That's the, or many other people, however that works. But Akron, Ohio, there is a very well-known place in Minneapolis at 2218 First Avenue South, in a mansion that once belonged to one of the Crosbys. I think Washburn. It was one of the Washburns, John Washburn. I got to double check all this now, see if I have this information properly. So, but that being said, this is their anniversary, 1935 on this date, and it was actually, I think, the 70th year of that 2218 First Avenue South, where there are, I don't know how many meetings annually. There's just a meeting going on, like 49 meetings a week there, that so people can just drop in from wherever they're coming for AA. So anyway, this is also National Iced Tea Day. Are you an iced tea fan, David?
No, I'm not. Now, I should say, though, I don't mind an iced tea every once in a while, but we go to visit family in Kansas, and it's always sweet tea, and it's always just dreadfully way too sweet.
Yeah.
So I pass.
I've been to restaurants before, probably south of Iowa.
Sure.
Where, I'll say, I'll have a glass of iced tea. You want sweet tea? You want sweet tea, honey? Do you have regular? Yeah, we got both. Honey, darling, do you want sweet tea? No, not so much.
No, it's like three times. I mean, I want a little sweet maybe, but it's like three times as much sugar as should be in there.
Yeah, one of my favorite beverages, refreshing beverages, mm-hmm. Especially in the summer months, is an Arnie Palmer.
Sure.
Yeah.
But an Arnie Palmer, the iced tea in that should be unsweetened iced tea.
Unsweetened iced tea.
That's
exactly.
If you put sweetened iced tea in there, then, again, it's just an overly sweet beverage. Yeah.
You're adding lemonade to it, and you're going to be making a face.
Lemonade is the sugar, yeah.
Yeah, so this is National Iced Tea Day.
Okay.
Interesting to note, recipes for, well, for me anyway, because I like history, but recipes for iced tea have been found dating back to the 1870s. Probably not a lot before that, because you couldn't exactly go to the automatic ice maker and crank out some ice.
Yeah, true.
But there's the Buckeye Cookbook in 1876, and Housekeeping in Old Virginia published a recipe for iced tea. in 1877. What's that? What's the recipe? Make tea, put ice in it.
Yeah. Now, hey. do you know the difference between iced tea and sun tea? Because I think my mom used to always make sun tea, where you put the tea bags in the pitcher, clear pitcher, and set it out on the deck for a few hours.
Yeah, you put it out on the deck or the picnic table, whatever. Yeah.
But then you drink that over ice. Is that just a form of iced tea?
Yeah, it's still tea. Okay. It's just a different way to make tea.
Sure.
And then you've always got that big old jar of it.
Yeah.
Did she use a big jar?
Yes, the big jar that had like the spigot on it. So all you do is take that
inside.
Oh,
that's great, yes.
You take the tea bags out, stick it in the fridge, and it's just ready to pour.
Yeah. They say iced tea first started to appear in the U.S. in the 1860s, became widespread in the 1870s. Hotels offered iced tea on their menus, and railroad stations offered the beverage as well. 1904, the beverage introduced at the World's Fair in St. Louis, causing its popularity to explode. So there's that. Yeah, but yeah, that's the history. That's more information than you actually wanted. But as like I've mentioned this before on WCCO, a friend of mine oftentimes will say, if you ask Heinz what time it is, he'll give you the history of the watch. So you better be prepared for an answer. That's the idea. So, but for iced tea drinkers. So here's a text. Says, does that include Long Island teas? Probably.
That's a little different there.
Yeah, there is no tea in a Long Island iced tea.
No, it's the name only, right?
Exactly. Well, you make it look tea-like by putting some either ginger ale or a bit of Coke in there. And I think that's the secret to making it look like it's an iced tea.
Sure, it's got the same color on ice.
Yeah, you do some. I mean, if you go somewhere and they don't have ginger ale, they'll just take some Coca-Cola and 7-Up.
Yeah.
And call it ginger ale.
Yeah.
What's
the ratio on that? Just a little bit of Coke, or
yeah, I just to get the color right, I suppose.
Yeah, that's all it's about.
And the thing about if you're actually drinking real ginger ale, there is a medicinal property to ginger. So this is why so often when we were little kids, our mothers gave it to us, gave us ginger ale, usually flat ginger ale, to settle our stomachs or whatever. So. I vaguely remember that. Mom's home recipes. So restaurants, convenience stores, vending machines. There was a great ESPN commercial. You know how they do the behind-the-scenes promos at ESPN? And it was in the cafeteria at ESPN headquarters. And here comes Arnie Palmer with his caddy. And he goes up to the iced tea dispenser and then over to the lemonade dispenser. And back for another little dash of iced tea, and people are watching like they're witnessing greatness. Arnie Palmer making an Arnie Palmer.
The original.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.